الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ويرضى ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله all praise all glory all perfection is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we prostrate and submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His majesty, His power and His might And we declare that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today on this beautiful day of Eid al-Adha, throughout the east and the west, the north and the south, throughout the world, these takbirat, tashriq, these takbirat are being proclaimed throughout the world, the Muslim world. And this sound is resonating and we are reminding ourselves and our brothers and sisters that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest and there is no power, no might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day we are remembering the great sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam the great life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam all of the manasik and all of the arkan of Hajj and the day of Eid al-Adha, the day of Qurbani, the day of sacrifice, the day of repentance, the day of Tawbah, the day of returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those who have completed the rites of Hajj with sincerity, with devotion, with ikhlas, with conviction, this is the day of jaza for them. This is the day where they will become purified and they will return back home as a newly born child. This is a day of purification, a day of success, and a day of salvation. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shower upon us the same barakat and the same mercy as He is showering upon all of the hujjaj in Makkah al-Mukarramah on this very blessed day of Eid al-Adha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us all to His sacred and noble home and enable us all to perform the tawaf, enable us all to reach Mina, Muzdalifah and Arafah, to complete all of the rites of Hajj, to follow in Millat Ibrahim Hanifa, in the footsteps of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to continue to emulate the footsteps and the life and nobility of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and we take our power and we take our strength and we take our success all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continue to glorify Allah azza wa jal within your heart and remember Him just the way we say the takbir before the salah. We remind ourselves that Allah azza wa jal is the greatest. We say the takbir before we slaughter and we say Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. We say the takbir at every great moment in our life. And this is a reminder again that indeed the unity that we have today throughout the Muslim Empire, throughout the Muslim world, throughout the Muslim countries, this all comes when we proclaim the greatness, the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. On this beautiful day of Eid al-Adha, I want to also share a very important message from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst we can learn so many things from his sacrifice, so many things from his obedience and his loyalty, his faith, his conviction and his intelligence and his da'wah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is one thing in particular that I want you to remember today, that I want you to reflect upon and share with your family and share with your friends, and that is the lesson of discipline. Without discipline, a person cannot achieve anything in this dunya. Without discipline, you cannot study. Without discipline, you cannot keep hold of a job. Without discipline, you cannot succeed and grow and develop. Discipline is at the core of the success of the life of an individual. Discipline in the dunya. And you see that people and companies, they build great civilization and great empires based on that discipline. But if you do not have that discipline, then you will not be able to succeed. And similarly for us as Muslims, discipline is at the core of our deen. Discipline in our iman, in our belief, in our aqidah. Discipline in our salah. Discipline in our zakat. Discipline in our sawm. And most importantly, discipline throughout the days and the nights of hajj. So discipline is at the core of our deen. And this is the core message from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. But what is discipline? Discipline in a nutshell is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. This is what discipline actually is. Choosing between what you want now and what you want most. Or the ability to say no, even though internally you may be yearning to actually say yes. And we see this in the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was instructed and commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to migrate. So he left his family, he left his community, he left everything, and he went and he fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you see that human nature, we prefer the comfort of our home, we prefer the comfort of our family and our friends. But this is what Ibrahim al-Islam wanted at that time. This is what we want as well. This is what human beings want now. But he disciplined himself and looked at what he wanted most. And what he wanted most was actually the pleasure, the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he disciplined himself and said, no, forget the comfort of the home and the community and society. I will discipline myself to achieve that which I want most, which is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was instructed to leave his suckling son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and also to leave his own wife Hajar in an uninhabited, barren desert area to construct the Kaaba, to slaughter his son, to sacrifice his son in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to self-circumcise at the age of 80. He did all of this because this is what he wanted most. He disciplined himself to achieve the pleasure and the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man and human beings by their very nature, they prefer closeness to your family. Every single person, even after a great holiday, you still want to be with your family. After a days of work, you still want to be with your family. So human nature is to be with the family. Human nature is to be free from manual labor. Who wants to work? Who wants to travel at the age of 80? Everybody wants to retire. Who wants to harm themselves at the age of 80? Who wants to harm their child, especially a child that you have achieved after 70 or 80 years of age? Who wants to do that manual labor? Who wants to cause any harm to themselves or to other people? Nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to have a pain-free life. Everyone wants to have an easy and comfortable life. This is what everybody wants now. And this is not discipline, where you have to look at what you want the most, which is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Discipline requires us to forsake what we want now and look at something which is far greater in the future. And for Muslims, we don't just look today or tomorrow or the week or the year ahead. We look to eternity. We look towards our barzakh. We look towards our grave. We look towards the day of Qiyamah. And we discipline ourselves and our desires and our whims and our comforts and our freedom and all of those things. And we say, no, I will do those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You discipline yourself and you remain awake at night time just to perform the Isha. You discipline yourself and you wake up in the morning for Fajr to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You discipline yourself and you give sadaqat and khairat in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though living costs are so high. You discipline yourself and you fast throughout the long days of Ramadan in the summer. You discipline yourself and you forsake your family and everything to go to Hajj and say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika. Again, this is from the lesson of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the importance of discipline, and he delivered each and every single time he was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asked again and again by Allah azza wa jal, but we make that choice to either do the things now or we can discipline ourselves and do the things that are the most important in the future, in the hereafter, which is the contentment, the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah azza wa جل mentions in the Quran, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ, that when Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was commanded and instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salam fulfilled all of the commands. How? Because he disciplined himself. He didn't just think about what he wanted now, the comfort and the ease and the normality now. He disciplined himself what he wanted the most, which is the contentment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why he received that title of Khalilullah. This is why when we look at the standard of salutations and peace and blessings, the standard is that of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? Because we say, Allahumma salli على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. When you look at standards, industrial standards, standards throughout the world, there's somebody who always sets the bar right at the top, and this is set by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the standard. So our salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is there to meet the requirements and the level of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he set it so high. So why and how did he achieve that? Through his discipline, through his self-sacrifice, through his fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of what he wanted, not just now, what he wanted in the future, what he wanted for the hereafter, when he wanted to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hajj is a yearly reminder of the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when each and every single rite is a vivid and lucid lesson in the discipline that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had, and the discipline that he instilled within his child, within his wife, within his children, within his family. This is why we remember Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran that whosoever intends to do the Hajj, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ, that if you are committed and you want to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to perform the pilgrimage, then you have to stay away from sexual relationships. You have to stay away from foul language and arguments and bickering and fighting. All of these things require deep discipline. It's very easy to lose your cool. It's very easy to shout and scream and say, this is what we were promised, this is not the package that we received, X, Y, and Z. All of these require deep discipline, and you have to develop that discipline throughout your lifetime, just the way Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did throughout his life. So discipline is at the core of spiritual success, is at the core of dunyawi success as well. I'll just give you two quick examples. If you look at the discipline of the Japanese, try to remember on the 6th of August 1945 what happened in Japan when the bomb was dropped. But literally days after the bomb was dropped, 30% of power was restored back to the surviving homes. Four days later, the water pumps were running back in Japan and they were repaired and people were receiving water. Days after the bomb was dropped, the banks were reopened even though they had no roof and they were using umbrellas to serve their customers. This is the discipline of the Japanese. And look at where they are today. They are the leading people, their leading country in terms of their discipline, in terms of their workload, in terms of their output and productivity. And they even now 16 to 18 hours is the norm shift in Japan today. This is the discipline that they did for themselves. They did for their community. They did for their country. Look at even Germany. And the discipline of Germany. Germany suffered two World War losses within a single generation, and they lost around 6 million men in World War II in World War II. However, in just within 10 years, within a decade, the German industry was completely operational. And a few decades later, we see that the German products, even today, they have the best reputation in the world for their precision, for their quality, for their engineering. And today, Germany is the seventh largest advanced economies throughout the world. This is the discipline of the Germans. This is the disciplines of the Japanese. And look at how even when we followed the Quran and we followed the Sunnah and we disciplined ourselves, our nafs, our whims, our desires, and we made it in accordance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we did it for the Ummah, when we did it for Allah azza wa jal, when we did it for the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, look at the success that was bestowed upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's ummah. Look at how we expanded from the east and the west. Look at how Islam became part and parcel, an organic part of the societies throughout the world. This is what we could achieve when we controlled our impulses and our desires and our reactions and our behavior, and we disciplined ourselves to do those things. Not what we wanted now, but what we wanted most. What we wanted most at that time was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the akhlaq and the sunnah and the way of life of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is what Muslims can achieve through discipline in science, in technology, in so many other things, in translation. The Muslims achieved all of this through their discipline, through their diligence. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. Even though he was invited towards haram, but he disciplined himself and his youth, and he protected himself. And look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, he was given a great kingdom, but he was admiring a parade of his horses. But when he was looking at that, at his horses, he forgot it was the time of Asr. And out of discipline, out of nadama, out of repentance, he sacrificed every single one of his horses and he disciplined himself in that particular way. Look at the Muhajirun, how they left everything in Makkatul Mukarramah, and they left everything. Why? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the deen. And look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not just gave them Makkah, gave them the east and the west, and when Islam expanded and the empire expanded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensated them with so many things, so much more in their life. So discipline is the core lesson from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he chose between what he wanted now and what he wanted the most in the future. And we should always look towards what we should want the most in the hereafter, the most in the grave, the most when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just the temporary abode and the time that we have now. Remember, these commands and these instructions will come to you, and these challenges will come to you in your own way, and you have to discipline yourself, and you have to make sure that you discipline your children and you discipline your spouse and your family and your partners to make sure that they choose not what they just want now, but what they want the most, what they need the most in the hereafter when they return back to Allah subhanahu. So we need to be firm and disciplined in our aqidah, in our belief, in our iman, in our identity, in who we are as Muslims. We need to be disciplined. We need to remember the sunnah of the beard. We need to remember the fardiyah, the compulsory aspect of the hijab. We need to remember our gaze. We need to remember our akhlaq. We need to remember all of these things, not just what we want now to be accepted in society and say, oh yeah, this is a cool dude, this is a modern person, this is a progressive Muslim. No, we want to discipline ourselves to do those things that are in accordance to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We need to make sure that we discipline our salah every single day, and we maintain our salah just the way it was maintained by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You discipline yourself in giving your sadaqat and khairat and your zakat. You discipline yourself in making sure that you establish your hajj and your akhlaq. You discipline yourself in always speaking the truth and maintaining integrity and honesty. You discipline yourself in your business, in your amal, in your actions, not doing baymani and lying and deceiving your customers and doing other things. Discipline yourself in what you want now and what you actually want the most. And what you want the most is the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the forgiveness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the shafa'ah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So discipline yourself, your nafs, your desires, your actions, your body, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you success, grant you acceptance, just the way that He granted Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our attendance here today and make it a means for our forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to discipline ourselves wholeheartedly, sincerely, not just in the dunya, but more importantly in the hereafter, and to do those things, and to choose those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khayra, inshaAllah. Now I'll request the management to please come forward. They have a few very important announcements to make. Inshallah, after the announcements, then I'll remind you all of the Eid al-Adha methodology in terms of the takbirat and the method of performing the salah. And inshallah, we'll hopefully stand inshallah for our salah at 9 a.m. inshallah. Trustee Hazrat se darkhast ki jati hai ki wo tashreef laye, wo jo zaruri elanat hain wo aapko bataye inshallah. Bahut shukriya.